Rosie checked no customers were heading into the bookshop, then put the phone on speaker. It rang a few times, then Octavia answered in a pleasant tone. "Hello, Octavia Morris speaking." "Octavia, it's Rosie Sibrett. How are you?" Over the ensuing long silence, Rosie and Charlotte's eyes met with a "knew it." "Of all the nerve! How do you think I am, Rose?" There it was, the hostility both women were accustomed to. "Publicly humiliated by you and that girl you employ at the town Christmas party. Ostracised."
"Not quite how I recall. More along the lines of you and Marguerite attacking the Forrest family for something they didn't do. If you then chose to leave, it really wasn't because anyone forced you away."
How Rosie ever kept her temper with this woman was beyond Charlotte. Time and again, Octavia showed a lack of manners and sometimes out-and-out nastiness, yet Rosie never got down to the same level. "We both felt like outsiders, and it was your doing. What do you want?"
"The books you ordered for the book club are here."
Charlotte held up two thumbs and mouthed, "Dead collector." Rosie rolled her eyes.
"So I'd appreciate you letting your members know so they can collect their copies."
The laugh on the other end of the phone was unpleasant. "I told you to kiss your pathetic bookshop goodbye. News flash, Rose. It begins now." Click. "Okay." Charlotte straightened. "I guess that means she's not buying them."
"She's become impossible to reason with. There has to be another way of resolving this."
"Oh, there's always a means." Charlotte grinned as she made her tone sinister. "It just depends how far you're prepared to go." There was a gasp from outside. Veronica stood at the doorway, hand over her mouth and eyebrows raised in a horrified expression. Dressed in her customary short skirt and tank top, she wore bright orange high heels, matching both her lipstick and an oversized handbag slung over a shoulder.
"Good morning, Veronica."
Rosie made no move to leave her place behind the counter.
"How can we help?" "Unbelievable. I heard that with my own ears."
With a huff, she spun away, almost tripping over her feet, and tapped off along the footpath. What was that about? Something bad was about to happen. She pushed away the sense of déjà vu.
"I imagine she overheard us. Now she'll have us plotting Octavia's demise."
"That coffee?" Charlotte reached for some money. "Any chance I can order it with something stronger in it?"